Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, September 7th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. HIV/AIDS headlines today's news as it continues to be a major concern for government leaders in Africa. Rwanda is no exception. The government there is not only concerned about the physical problems, but the spiritual. Rochunga Padaiti is founder and president of Bibles for the World and says they asked for the Bibles.
They are dying. They are suffering with AIDS. And so the president is appealing for 500,000 Bibles right away so that these people will have a chance to read the Bible at least once before they die.
Next, Audio Scripture Ministries has been asked to help bring the gospel on audio to remote groups in Myanmar. Spokesman Tom Dudenhofer says a group of nationals want help in developing a hand crank unit that will play the cassettes in isolated villages. The units will be made in India, but the trouble comes in the next stage.
There's an element of ignorance that this is sort of an outside influence on a country that has such strong religious beliefs that they find it difficult to accept anything other than, for instance, Buddhism. The threats are very real, although the Christian community that has decided to follow Jesus Christ is fully aware of the risks that they run.
And the IA Network says with a majority of Filipino families living below the poverty line, their work in the area is well received. IA Network's Child Assistance Program says 98 additional children have sponsors from Australia, New Zealand, Czech Republic, United Kingdom, and Canada. The support provides food, clothing, shelter, and Christ-centered education. Each sponsored child is also given the opportunity to respond to the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.